The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Are you living to your full potential? All too often, we are rushed around, leaving projects incomplete, eating on the run. Stress here, stress there. It can take its toll. Welcome to Be Well Bites, Nourish Your Body, Heart, and Soul, with host Jamie Relay. We're going to help you recognize and take charge of the health and wellness issues in your life. It doesn't mean a complete change of lifestyle. Sometimes it just takes a Be Well Bite or two to be your healthy balance. Now, here is your host, Jamie Relay.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Jamie Relay, your Be Well Bites radio show host, where we come together each week to be nourished in body, heart, and soul. I hope you had a great week since we met last Be Well Wednesday for show number 3. And for those of you who missed it, no worries, we've got your back. You can listen to our shows anytime, anywhere. Please check us on our website for recent shows at www.bewellconnections.com under the Be Well Bites radio show link, or you can download last week's show by visiting our host page at voiceamerica.com. Just search for Be Well Bites and then click the link to download or stream. To catch those of you up who were not able to join us last week, we had a great show with some of our enthusiastic practitioners from the Be Well team. We were privileged to have Bernard, Desiree, Sarah, and Nick join us on the show and share how we can each take ownership of our own health and wellness. Remember, it doesn't matter where in the world you are, our Be Well team can meet you in the comfort of your own home via Skype or phone call. Just give us a call and we'll get you connected to the practitioner who's the best fit for you. Speaking of practitioners, I'm pleased to welcome Be Well Coach Karen Culler to our show today. Welcome, Karen.
Thanks, Jamie.
It's so good to have you, and you're joining us all the way from Texas.
Yes, I am.
Gotta love technology these days, right?
That's right. It's amazing.
Karen, well, we're sure looking forward to hearing more from you and for you to share with the listeners more about you and what you do in segment 2 when we do our live coaching session. So everyone, please stay tuned. You're in for a real treat. I'm really excited. Karen and I are going to do an interactive coaching session for you so you can get a little Be Well Bite of what a live telephonic lifestyle and wellness coaching session looks like as we share the Wheel of Life coaching tool. Right, Karen?
That's right.
Perfect. All right, we'll be back then, segment 2. So before we start our Be Well Bites journey today, I want each of you to know that this show is going to be much different than our shows to date. I'm sitting here alone in the studio, which feels quite weird, but it's wonderful knowing that we have people all over the U.S. joining us here on the call. So you're here with me, I'm here with you, we're connecting, and I'm grateful for that. I really would like to take this opportunity to connect with each of you on a much deeper level. And I admit that I'm somewhat nervous to share the me and all my raw with each of you, but want you to know who I am and why I felt a strong need to start Be Well Connections and subsequently Be Well Bites Radio. My clients and their powerful ability to show up and be authentic about who they are and what they're about is what truly makes me passionate about this work. And that is why today I'm going to do the same. So we all know that sharing our story is one of the most important things that we can do. How are we possibly to be a light to others if we don't open our mouth and share a message that is unique to only us? So I've got to tell each of you listeners, wherever you are, that's my intention today. It's to share some of what I call, quote-unquote, Jamie jewels with you that are precious gems or learning moments that have shaped me along my life path and continue to shape me and lead me to be where I am today. Of course, I've got lots of room for growth, and it's been quite a journey, but I am so grateful to be right here, right now, in this moment with all of you. Most of these Jamie jewels, as I call them, were lessons taught me by mentors and dear friends who wanted to assist me to grow and to be the best version of me that I can be. Essentially, all of them were lifestyle and wellness coaches, just without the titles. So I'm so thankful for that. My hope is to be able to be the same cheerleader for you. Whether you work with me in a one-on-one coaching relationship or join me each week on Be Well Bites Radio, where together we work on nourishing our bodies, hearts, and souls. I'm hopeful that you will find some of these jewels valuable as I did and add them to your bucket of gems to provide perhaps encouragement, strength, happiness, hope, whatever it is that you need right now or whenever it is that you need it, just to tap in for some enrichment. So whatever, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, I invite you to sit down, to take a deep breath and to find a peaceful place where you can use the next 15 or so minutes for your own personal growth and development. I promise you, you're worth it, and I know our time will be well spent. I encourage you to jot anything down that resonates with you that you might be interested in exploring further. So now that we're all comfortable, I'd like to start off our conversation today by asking you, what does it mean for you to live a fulfilling life? Are you living the fulfilling life you hoped you would live? Let me take you back in time and give you a little glimpse into my journey. Had you asked me these very questions my senior year of high school, let me tell you with a resounding no, the answer would be no. I wasn't living a fulfilling life. I'm very blessed and grateful for wonderful parents who provided plenty of opportunities for me to be involved in lots of activities and academics, music, drama, athletics, leadership, extracurriculars, the list goes on. But like Bernard mentioned to us in the last couple of weeks, I was on burnout, but I was too busy to even know that I was burnout. And don't get me wrong, I again feel so blessed for those opportunities, but 4 hours of sleep a night and working my tail off to get a 4.0 plus GPA just wasn't working well for me. It wasn't worth the cost that it was having and the toll it was having on my health. So my natural personality, as those of you who know me well, is just to be an achiever, an overachiever, and what I like to call an innately born doer. And I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with being a doer. Doers get things done in the world, and there's definitely positive attributes that go along with this personality type. But when the doer takes over and the beard isn't allowed to be, there's a little bit of a problem. Let me explain. As a coach looking back, I would coin it that I got stuck in the do be have fallacy mentality of thinking, meaning that I thought if I just accomplished everything on my never-ending to-do list, I was going to feel fulfilled, satisfied, and happy. So I felt like I had to do in order to have what I wanted. I couldn't have been more wrong. Conversely, because this list is never ending, the hunger to keep feeding it never goes away. No matter how much or what I achieved, it just didn't matter because it never felt like enough. Didn't matter valedictorian, student body president, not saying these things to boast of myself, but just these accomplishments meant nothing. All of them were void of fulfillment because there was no way to satisfy the demands of a to-do list that was never ending. How can you ever be full if you have set yourself up to never be filled? So the next jewel I'd like to share, I call years of shoulding on myself. Now you heard me right. I said shoulding. That's S-H-O-U-L-D-I-N-G, shoulding. So wherever you're listening today, how does it make you feel when you say the words, I should? For example, I should be spending more time away from the office, or I should be eating healthier, should be getting more exercise. For me, it feels heavy, almost as though I keep adding a whole bunch of shoulds onto myself and I'm burying myself underneath. The word should just does not come from the most loving space, but rather from a compelled place of duty. Every time I say that I should do something, I feel like it's implying that what I'm doing right now just isn't quite enough. And that feeling is no fun. A dear friend of mine once pointed out, and she's wonderful, Holly, shout out to you, I love you, and master social worker, she's just fabulous, that shoulding on yourself is something that you should not do anymore, which is kind of fun to think about it that way. But think about this for a minute, seriously. You know, what wording are you saying to yourself? What sentencing are you feeding yourself each day? Do you feed yourself a load of shoulds? If so, I invite you to look at that and perhaps ask yourself what that's all about. If you get stuck, call me and we can coach around it. So for me in my journey, the shoulds were self-embrace and nurtured to the point where I put a lot of pressure to be hard on myself and strive to be perfect, which we all know we can never be perfect in this life. So while I was far from perfect, I was the perfect example of a codependent people pleaser. I found myself getting really real with that fact when I enrolled at UCLA, a lot for the prestige more than anything else and just that drive to succeed. But looking back, it really didn't feel like much. I would never take that time back and truly believe that in hindsight, it was where I needed to be and wonderful blessings came out of that. But if I had just shut out what I thought, keyword thought, everyone else's plans were for Jamie and all those good intentioned people, of course, my counselors, teachers, peers, etc., I more than likely would have made a different choice. So moving on to our next jewel, follow your heart, follow your passion. How cliche does this sound? Well, this little jewel might sound cliche, but it's cliche for a reason. It's because it's true. Deep in my heart, I knew that UCLA did not offer me what I really wanted and the place where I really wanted to go to fill that balance in all of my four major hearts or areas of my life. So for those of you joining us for the first time, we'll be talking more about those four hearts. Those are our soul foods, the foods that really feed us, our relationships, our career health, our spirituality, and our physical activity. So I knew what I wanted in my heart. And like most of us do, sometimes we live in our heads and not in our hearts. So I kept trying to make something that wasn't working for me work, and it didn't work. And when I finally allowed myself just to kind of be in the flow and follow my heart, I really found that everything fell into place very smoothly. I ended up transferring over to BYU, and thankfully, the professor who I worked for at UCLA was a colleague of his, so it was such an easy transfer. He took everything over for me and made it such a smooth process. And I just look back at that, and I'm so grateful because it was through that that I met a great gal who then got me open to the idea of possibly working as a health coach. And although she had recommended me, I felt very insecure because here I was going to apply for this job where they were only looking for graduates of college, and I hadn't graduated, and I thought, well, I've got the enthusiasm. Who knows? Why not give it a try? I'm so grateful that I did. That decision hugely impacted me and where I am now. So for any of you who are out there feeling like you don't have what it takes, or maybe you aren't qualified for a job you're considering applying for, or maybe you don't feel, you know, that you're ready for a relationship that you want to have, my question for you comes from one of my favorite life coaches and New York Times bestselling authors, Byron Katie. And that is that doubt or question that you have really true? Do you know that that's true? And if your answer to either or both of those questions is no, then I dare you to move forward with your next step. And what would that next step be? For me, the answer seemed clear. The position required a degree in the health coaching or related field. I didn't have one, but I just hoped and prayed that my enthusiasm would win them over and, you know, that the degree could stand against itself and, you know, be applied later. And thankfully, that was the case. So very grateful for the opportunity to start in the coaching business in that way, working as a corporate health coach to assist companies to lower their bottom lines, but most importantly, to assist people to live happier and healthier lives when they made that choice to engage in their own health and wellness. So why do I love coaching? It's really simple. I get to see people every day make positive changes in their lives. It's so fulfilling to hear a client talk about how their healthy changes made it possible for them to do something with a loved one, to be able to have more energy and vitality with their grandkids. Another joy is seeing a client who maybe has had a lack of confidence for a while, once they start eating healthy and whole foods, to see the noticeable differences in their countenance as they just kind of glow. They start to feel better and to look better from the inside out. I've seen these clients who didn't feel like they were in the best place with their health hold themselves back from having nourishing relationships with other people. And then to see them making those simple changes when they apply those basic, consistent truths, it's just truly amazing. As far as Be Well Connections go, for those of you who are wondering, that's what coaching is all about. That's what we're all about. Our mission at Be Well Connections is to connect you to your wellness, which encompasses every aspect of your life and your well-being. That's the stuff that fires me up, to see you making those healthy changes and to living a fulfilled life. At Be Well Connections, we make your wellness our priority. It's about working together as a coach and client team. We're together in this to make healthy changes that are consistent and persistent, changes that come from setting clear goals and establishing accountability. And that takes us to the next gem, coach be coached or healer heal thyself. I'm sure you've all heard this term, and it's definitely one that should not be taken lightly. I know that as a coach, when I was working in corporate wellness, I remember talking to some clients, and sometimes I would feel like a hypocrite because I wasn't always doing all the things that I was coaching around with them, but always trying to, of course, and life's a journey. We're always trying to do our best, striving to do the best we can, find the balance. But I remember this one particular gal who I just had a deep connection with, totally loved her, and she had sort of gone into somewhat of a depression, and energetically, you just feel her spiraling down and down and down. And then one day, this coaching call just lit me up. Here she was, this reborn person, and I'm thinking, where did you come from? I know this was not a result of any work that I did with you. And we had a great conversation, and I found out that she had gone through a life coaching program called The Great Life, and which later, I would not know at that moment, but became a huge part and an integral part of my passion and my career. So thankful to this woman whose name will be withheld for confidentiality reasons, but she led me onto that next jewel, which I call The Great Life, and that's life short, live deep. So it didn't take much to convince me to sign up for this course, especially after seeing this woman and all of the positive changes that she was making in her life to coach around and work on the things that had been holding her back and keeping her stuck. I didn't want to live that way anymore. She didn't know it, but I knew it, that as I was coaching her, I was truly at the most unhappy and unsettled place in my life. I still remember feeling like I just was so void of emotion, just apathetic with myself and with other people. I was truly unhappy and unfulfilled and and nobody really knew because I was a really good people pleaser and I could fake it until I made it. And that takes us to our next jewel, fake it until you make it. I still remember, like I said, that moment when I hit my lowest point, most depressed point. I felt anything but loving, beautiful, or inspiring. But I knew that if I wanted these things to be manifest in my life, much like the law of attraction, I needed to fake it until I made it and to attract more of that love, beauty, and inspiration to me that I was seeking and so desperately needing. So I put all my desires into a mantra, which we worked on at The Great Life, and I was able to remember the person that I once was and the person that I wanted to be at that moment to create the statement, I am a loving, beautiful, inspiring woman. Through my inspiration, I enrich lives. Now, after the break, each of you will have the opportunity to create a statement like that for yourself. Karen and I will be demonstrating how to do that. So wherever you are in the world, I hope that you'll take a moment just to create a statement for yourself. It brings so much power. Like I said, things were definitely in a period of transition. So the next jewel is ending, reframed is a new beginning. I loved it because in a recent conference for my church, one of our church leaders talked about this and how endings really are essentially just a new beginning. And that's what reframing is. It's simply taking something that might seem like something else and making it into something a little bit more positive. So choosing to view ending as a new beginning, I just loved that. And my life in Utah at that point, like I said, this client didn't know where I was, but I knew. And everything that was good around me seemed to be ending and changing within a matter of so short of moments. My hearts truly were all empty, if we were going to talk about those four hearts. My marriage was coming to a close. My corporate wellness job would not travel with me to California, which is where I felt like I needed to go. My spirituality had sunk low due to lack of hope. And I was weak as far as my physical health. I was in a place where I was thinner than I'd ever been, and people thought I looked great, but they didn't know that why I was so thin, and it wasn't from healthy choices. So little did I know now what I know, or know then what I know now, but that ending in coaching terms is what I would like to say was reframed for me. So that ending really was replaced with the idea of a new beginning with endless possibilities, and all I had to do was choose to leap, which brings me to our next little Jamie Jewel, leap and the net will appear. It's a Zen proverb, and I love it. It's leap and the net will appear. I love it because a colleague of mine gave that to me to provide me some comfort and hope when she heard of my marriage ending and my plans to leave the company and start fresh in California. And no joke, I took that card with me everywhere. I loved it. I mean, I still have it to this day. And the reason I liked it so much was because it reminded me of a scripture from that I had heard often as a young girl, that faith precedes the miracle. And I knew that if I wanted to see miracles in my life, I had to be willing to go places and do things I had never done before. I had to take that leap of faith and trust, much like what Indiana Jones did in that wonderful movie where he takes that step and all of a sudden then the pathway comes before him. You know, mine wasn't nearly as dramatic, but I knew that it was going to be incredibly hard to do, but I knew that God was going to provide. And in hindsight, it's safe to say that he did provide and that net is always going to be there if I'm willing to take that leap of faith. So here I was, this people-pleaser girl who had always done what she thought she should do, living somewhat of a textbook life, and now there was no clear path. There was so much unknown, and the choice was mine. It was time to take a leap. There were so many places I could have gone, but through a series of what we like to say synchronistic events, for those of you who have been on, we know that synchronicity is just when things kind of flow to you, and it's like the universe, everything comes to this point of, wow, this all makes sense. It led me to San Diego, and I knew that's where I needed to be. I knew that God knew that's where I needed to be, and I am so thankful for that because that's where I met many of my great mentors and had wonderful teaching moments with them, which leads me to the next teaching moment, or Jim or Jamie Jewel, which I like to call Get Clear and Be Clear. So this was on June 22nd of 2009, about 5 years ago. It's so crazy to believe that much time's already gone by. But I was with Miss Jan, who is much of a guru to me, and I'm just so grateful for her. And I remember we were on this beach walk, and she said to me, you know, doors are opening for you in SARS business here, but nothing seems to feel right and based on what I'd expressed. And she said, you got to get really clear and write down what it is that you want to create. And I knew what I wanted to create, but I was scared to write it down because I knew if I wrote it down, it was going to happen. So what did I do? Well, I wrote it down. And just last night before preparing for this, I was going through my journals and I've got all of them beautifully here. One of them says, life's perfect moments are now. The other one says, counting my blessings, a gratitude journal. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Live, love, laugh. I'm so grateful for my mom and the wonderful people who have given me these journals. But as I went through, I found a page. And on this journal entry, it said, I want to have a wellness business where I can offer the following services. life coaching, health coaching, massage therapy, personal training, personal fitness chefing. Now, these were not all services I planned to do myself, but it's manifested. It's here. The power in those words. There is even more power in writing those words down. So my question is to each of you, wherever you are, do you have a journal and do you keep it regularly? Your life is so important. The details are so worth remembering. I can tell you that I'd completely forgotten about that conversation or about that entry until last night when I started looking through my old journals to see who I was then and who I am now, and just to take a quick glimpse at the journey that's brought me to this present moment. And I can just tell you I am so grateful for that. So all of those words written and penned nearly 5 years ago have manifested themselves because I put it out there. And like you've probably heard that trite saying, just put it out there to the universe, whatever you want to call it. For me, I like to think of it as I'm putting it out to God, I'm praying to God, and I'm putting that out there, what my hope and my desire is, and kind of coin that into a passage that many of you heard from Scripture. It's ask and ye shall receive. So the question I have for you is, are you clear on what you're about creating with your life? Does this mean you need to create your own business? No, this doesn't mean that at all. It doesn't mean you need to move or to reinvent yourself. No, it's just about finding your true self. What is it in your life that you could create to bring more fulfillment? And I'm here today and each Wednesday, Be Well Wednesday as I like to coin it, to give you the tools to make changes that are consistent and persistent and changes that come from clear goals and accountability. So just to kind of wrap up this segment, got a couple more little Jamie Jewels to send home with you. Angels among us. I truly believe that there are angels among us all the time, and they're in the people that we meet and the times that we meet them, when we might lack strength, hope, faith. But these people are there to help carry and lift ourselves when we aren't able to do the same for ourselves. And one of those special angels and mentors in my life, I'd like to thank, of course, my parents. I adore them. And also Sharon DuPont McCord. I hope you are listening. I'm sure you are, or you'll listen to it later, but I just want you to know how much I love and appreciate you and that you've been such a source of encouragement and strength over the last 5 years. The reason why I'm so grateful for Sharon's mentorship is that she gives honest feedback, and it's straight. And you know that when you're hearing from her, it's a compliment if it's a compliment, and if you have something to improve on, you're improving on it. But it's great because it's honest feedback, and that's the only way we can learn and to grow, and I've come to really appreciate that. And I often tease her that she was a lifestyle and wellness coach in another life, and I really do believe that she was. But it doesn't matter who your angels are, your mentors. They can be friends. They can be family. But I would encourage each of you to think about it. Do you have someone like a Sharon in your life that you could turn to for you to be a mentee to them? It's a win-win situation, and I know that our experience has been sweet for both parties. That takes me to the next Jamie Jewel, which is finding the sweetness in life, a.k.a. you mean frozen yogurt isn't a food group? Well, apparently frozen yogurt isn't a food group, and I figured that out when I moved to San Diego because, gosh, I sure was using sugar to fill me up with the sweetness in life that I was lacking. And I remember one day my Ayurveda teacher said to me in a very loving way, he said, girl, once you find out the sweetness in life for yourself, you're no longer going to need that frozen yogurt to fill that void. Which, let's be honest, there's times when we all fill the void with something, whether it's food, whatever, ultimately it's going to be unfulfilling. Don't get me wrong, there's always a time and place for frozen yogurt, and I still occasionally enjoy it and sometimes occasionally binge on it when life's out of balance and crazy. But when that happens, I know I need to regroup, see where I'm at, and get back on track. So you might be wondering, how do all these things, these Jamie's jewels, all these experiences that she's sharing with us, what does this have to do with Be Well Connections? Well, let me tell you about the last Jamie Jewel for the day, and you'll understand, and that's ask and you shall receive. So we talked a little bit about that before, but you're putting that out there, and I just love this line because it brings back remembrances from what I was taught as a child, and like I'd said in church and whatnot, and I just remember we were taught that if there's something that you want to ask God for, to ask if it's a righteous desire. And I remember just these constant tugging at my heartstrings that something wasn't fulfilled in my life, that there was this desire I had to do work that would be pleasing for God and help other people, but what was it? How could we take it to a bigger scale? And I just remember trying to come up with a name for this business and what could this be called and how could we connect each other? And I prayed about it that night and I said, okay, God, this is the deal. I'm going to go to bed and I hope that when I wake up, I have some sort of an answer. Because I know when I'm quiet, it's probably the only time when it's in my dreams that you're going to share with me what I should do. I woke up at 4 a.m. that morning and no joke, the distinct impression came and it said, go to GoDaddy.com and look up BeWellConnections.com. And that was it for me. But it was an answer to a prayer. And to me, that is so wonderful. It's just that God's so mindful of us, and whoever that is for you, if it's God, your higher power, your universe, whatever, I encourage you to realize that that is there for you. And my intention and my company mission are here to assist you to bring more fulfillment in your life, to help you tap into that source that's there waiting for you, to provide that love and support, and that's always been there for you. So more of that soul food nutrition that we touched on, as well as some whole food nutrition coming up next to help you be your personal best. After the commercial, we look forward to learning more from one of our Be Well coaches, Karen Kohler, and to experience a living coaching session with her. Looking forward to seeing you after the break. Until then, be well.
Life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Our Be Well coaches are available to anybody in the world. Visit BeWellConnections.com to schedule a complimentary 15-minute Be Well consultation session with Jamie Relay or one of our other enthusiastic and highly qualified Be Well coaches by phone. What do you need to be fulfilled? Together, we will assess the foods you eat to nourish your body and the foods that nourish your soul, namely your relationships, career, spiritual, and physical health. Just visit BeWellConnections.com, fill out our easy online form, and Jamie will connect with you. That's BeWellConnections.com.
If you have a loved one that is undergoing treatment for substance abuse or mental illness, you owe it to them and yourself to tune in to One Hour at a Time with host Mary Woods. This compassionate and educational talk show will help you help those that you love by better understanding their condition and their personal recovery process. Tune in every Monday at 12 noon Pacific time to One Hour at a Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Recovery begins this hour.
Be Well Bites are the perfect healthy treat alternative and make nourishing gifts for family, friends, and coworkers. Be Well Bites are whole food based, mostly raw, and filled with lots of positive energy and TLC. They come in a variety of fun, fresh flavors, require over 24 hours to make from scratch, and are well worth the wait. No matter what your fave flav, we hope you enjoy every bite. For being a part of the Be Well Bites radio family, our special offer is buy three, get one free. Visit BeWellConnections.com. Be Well Bites. Indulging never felt so guiltless, so good.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are listening to Be Well Bites with Jamie Relay. To reach the program today, please call 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to jrelay@bewellconnections.com. That's jrelei@bewellconnections.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back, everyone, and thanks for joining us today. We hope that you're feeling nourished in body, heart, and soul after our first segment. I know I went on there for a little bit, but I hope you all understood the intention of it was just to say, you know, from our past, it makes us who we are, and I'm so grateful that my past led me to here right now and to being part of this company that I feel like it's co-created with God. So thankful for that, and also so thankful to be here now with Karen Kohler and to explore some helpful tools and ways that we can live more fulfilling and more balanced life. So, Karen, welcome.
Thank you.
We're so excited to have you all the way from Texas. So, please tell our listeners more about you and the kind of coaching that you specialize in for Be Well.
Okay. Well, I'm not originally from Texas, but I do feel like Texas is home now. I'm originally from California, and I have three amazing children, and my husband's a fireman, so I'm a part of the Texas are part of the Firefighter Wives Club, so shout out to all the firefighters and their families out there.
Love it. Thank you.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, for me, coaching really came from, for me, for a time when, as you had said, when an ending became a new beginning. And I am really proud of the fact that I started my own business several years ago, and I was among the top 2% of female business owners to actually sell my business.
Which is wonderful, and kudos to you. You've always been an inspiration, Karen. It's just so exciting to see, you know, that you did that. 2% of women, really?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, a lot of us have businesses, but they just kind of dissolve. We end up not really being able to sell them. So, like, the fact that another company was interested and wanted part of mine was amazing. So,
and it was a wonderful company, and it just so happens to be coaching related.
It did. It definitely did. And so it was bittersweet to kind of another company took us over. And at that time, I was being introduced to coaching. And it was a time, though, that it was time for me to transition and do something different and get more into coaching. I knew that that's what I wanted to do, but it was very difficult to let go of my company that I had created. And, you know, it kind of becomes your baby. But from it, I did learn that coaching is really what I was aligned with, what I wanted to do and my values and my family. And it was the direction I wanted to go. So I really started coaching, and I coach everything from executive coaching, people transitioning in their careers, relationships, all kinds of things. And one thing is that I think I focus on the most is people often come to me because, honestly, they're just not comfortable in their own skin, whatever that is in their life. And so we coach and we have fun, and I do it because it fills my bucket. And my background is actually in education, and I am working on my doctorate in reading and literacy. So for all of you out there that like a great children's book, It's Helpful Is Your Bucket for Kids by Tom Rath. And there's the adult version to it. But sometimes if you're me and you're like me and you're super busy, a little children's book can do us good and get the message and fill our buckets. And that's why I coach. It fills my bucket. And I feel like I really strive to champion my clients and hold them accountable for what their dreams are and what they want to do and reaching their potential, and really working to strip away the fear that holds them back and break down barriers and just go for it. So
we know that this is true, Karen. I know from having worked with you in the past, just you really push people and you challenge us, and I love it. And that's what makes you so wonderfully you. And I just am so impressed with how you balance family, work, life. I know I talk about that a lot on this show, but I have so much respect for women who are able to be wonderful moms and wives and contribute in their communities and their churches, you know, and in their work life. You know, I just think it's awesome. So, Karen, can you explain to our listeners how coaching is different from counseling?
Absolutely. And I think I'm glad you brought that up, because I think sometimes it gets confusing. So counseling really is focused on the past and healing and maybe some trials and struggles that you have been through in your life. And counseling really focused on that and bringing you up to speed, whereas coaching is really focused on the present, moving forward and really working to reach each individual's full potential, whatever that may be, and in whatever area of their life that may be.
I love it. It's such a proactive approach. And I know in talking with you in the past, Karen, this is what personally drew me in my journey to the coaching, was because you can't really do much about your past. Yes, you can heal it, and there's definitely a place for traditional therapy, and I'm a fan of proponent of that. But, I mean, most of the things that we face in life are about what we're going to do next, right?
Absolutely. And it's so much more fun. And Jamie, you're a prime example of this, of putting all that positive energy into something moving forward. And it just feels better.
Totally agree. Well, thank you. And I feel that same inspiration from you. So can you also explain to our listeners, Karen, why coaching is so beneficial for everyone, in the sense that everyone can benefit from coaching? I mean, coaches get coached. It's something that's looked at as a very, I don't want to say a forward-thinking thing, but it has such a positive connotation with coaching.
Yeah, it does. And I think that each of us are trying to strive to be fulfilled in all those different areas. And as you mentioned earlier, no one is perfect. And that's the beauty of coaching, is that you can, wherever you're at in life, and of course with technology, wherever you're physically at, you know, you can coach and be coached. And one thing that I learned over the years is how much coaches even coach one another. And it's great because, you know, as coaches, we always are striving to be better at our craft. And so anyone can get coaching, you know, any walk of life, it doesn't matter what your educational background is. It doesn't matter how much you get paid. None of that matters. It just, everyone can be coached for wherever they want to be, because it's about each individual person and where they're at.
Thank you.
I just love it.
I love it too. Why don't we dive in and show our listeners and share with them a helpful coaching tool that might be used for practical application in each of our lives, and you and I can kind of coach, let the coach be coached.
All right, let's do it.
All right, perfect. So everyone joining us, I would invite you to, if you have your computers with you, your iPads, et cetera, to go to BeWellConnections.com. That's www.bewellconnections.com. On the left-hand side of the screen, you're going to see a tools link. When you click that, there is a tool there called the Circle of Life. This is called the Circle of Life, the Wheel of Life, the Wheel of Balance. It has a lot of different names. It's used in a lot of different coaching practices and philosophies. So the whole idea is there's all these different spokes on this wheel. And the center of the spokes, where they all originate from, would be almost as if you were just feeling really zero energy towards that in your life. Maybe you're feeling pretty empty, as we would refer to in heart language. And as you move out on those spokes, the further out you expand, you would go to a higher place where you're feeling better about each of those areas. So I'm going to walk Karen through each of these different areas, and why don't you just kind of give us a little rating, 0 to 10, how you're feeling in each of these areas. So spirituality, and again, listeners, that's whatever that means for you.
I would say 7.
7, okay, awesome. And confidence?
I would say 7.
She's so confident. You're being bad. education, we know you're getting your PhD, so.
Yes, I'm a 9, because there's always room for improvement for me.
I love it. Spoken by a true coach. But we embrace the 9. 9 is divine. All right, career?
An 8.
Okay, perfect. Finances?
I would say a 6.
Six.
There's always room for improvement there for sure.
I love it. And thanks for being so authentic. Your health?
A 4 or 5.
Okay. And your physical activity?
Like a 6.
6, okay. Home cooking. And we're not talking home cooking like the Texas diet. No, I'm kidding. We all know you guys cook healthy in Texas. But home cooking?
I would say a 3.
3, okay.
Yeah.
That might be something we could coach around.
Okay.
Home environment?
A 9.
A 9, okay. Relationships? And again, everyone, these are totally your own spokes on your own wheel. So feel free to print this out and write in the words that make sense to you. So maybe that relationship represents the relationship between you and your spouse. Maybe that's you and a boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever that is. Relationship with yourself, sister, it's up to you. So Karen, whatever that means for you.
Relationships, I'd say a 9.
9, awesome. Good for you. Social life?
I'm a 5 here. With 3 kids, I don't get out much. That's okay. It's just my season, but I would say a 5.
But all the soccer moms know you by name and license plate, and we are so happy about that. All right, and creativity. And again, this can mean whatever that means for you. I like to think of creativity as, what are you being the creator of in your life right now? So maybe you're having children. Maybe you're creating a business. Maybe you're creating a piece of art. It's just using that side of you that gets to create.
I would say a 6-7.
6-7. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Perfect. So listeners, if you could kind of visually do that with me, what you do is you kind of rank yourself. So again, 0 is closest to the center of the wheel. And as you go out to the external part of the wheel, that would be a 10. So we're going to connect all these numbers and all these dots. And if you were to look at this right now, Karen, what would you say your wheel looks like?
Well, I'm definitely a little lopsided.
It's a little lopsided, but that's okay because that gives us something to coach around. So we're going to celebrate that. There's so many areas that are in balance. And the beautiful thing about this wheel is it just kind of shows us, just like if you had a wheel on your car where there was something kind of out of balance, you're not going to run as efficiently as possible. You're probably still going to run and you're going to get by, and there's always going to be those fluctuating times. But ideally, for us to run and get the best gas mileage and just be most efficient, we want to bring everything to that place of balance as much as possible. So in going through these, the one that stood out to me the most was home cooking, probably because I love it, and probably because it was a 3. What other ones, was there any other one that stood out to you?
I think just the home cooking and health, but I feel like they're somewhat related.
Definitely. All right, so tell me a little bit more about what home cooking looks like in your house right now. I know you've got 3 kiddos.
Yeah, I have 3 kiddos. My husband's a fireman, so every third night I'm on my own, and the kids are in several activities. We're go, go, go all the time. So I want to have healthy meals for my kids, but it's just not feasible the time to be cooking every day and trying to, you know, map all that out. So I really struggle with that because I don't want to have my kids always, you know, always on the go eating fast food or, so I just struggle with that.
Right. Well, there's so many benefits, and I know that you value family and eating together, and so that's one thing that's huge, and being able to get everyone to be eating at the same time is a huge, major accomplishment, and then to get them eating something healthy is even doubler, so let's make this easy for you. So I hear you saying fast and fresh meals that are good for you that don't require a lot of time to prep. True?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So do your kiddos like to cook? I mean, would they be willing to put some aprons on, maybe get some little chef hats and help mom in the kitchen?
Yes, they would love that. In fact, we do that a little bit. So I this is good. I need this.
I love it. Okay, perfect. And tell me a little bit more about the kind of foods that they like to eat.
Well, they definitely like fruit, probably because it's sweet. Not so big on vegetables, but they do eat broccoli and green beans, which are the good green ones. They like chicken, almond milk. So I feel like we're kind of on the right track. But again, definitely. I just struggle with the fast and fresh, as you said.
Perfect. Okay, so one of the things you mentioned was just the time to cook every day. That does take a lot of time. So one of the things that we encourage our clients to do, and especially if you can make it a family affair, is to pick 2 days of the week that you're going to prep your meals. So a lot of people might find that Sunday's a great day of rest for them. Maybe it's Saturday. So is there one of those days that maybe would work well for you and your kids? Maybe it's like a Sunday and a Wednesday, or, you know, a Saturday and a Tuesday.
Yeah, 2 days Sunday and Wednesday sound pretty good.
Okay, awesome. So let's just say Sunday and Wednesday is your meal prep days, right? And from some of the list of things that you said, I'm thinking, you know, bigger family, let's make this cost effective. So, you know, not all of us have, you know, Whole Foods and Sprouts in our areas or in our budgets, but, you know, there's other great places. And so Costco is actually a great place that's starting to sell a lot of organic products and, you know, some good food. So you said your kids like chicken. They've got some great organic chicken there. Have you ever done like a stuffed chicken with the kiddos?
I haven't.
Okay. Well, what you could do is just take a chicken, slice it in half, and then so you said they liked broccoli, so you could just stuff that little chicken breast with some broccoli. What about cheese? Do they like cheese?
Yes.
Okay. A lot of our clients find that they have sensitivity to cheeses, but there's some amazing sheep cheeses and goat cheeses in Costco, so you could get some of those or maybe stuff it with some brown rice. Put it on your Foreman grill with a little bit of olive oil, which they've got great olive oil at Costco, by the way. The organic kind is one of the best in the nation. And a little bit of sea salt and pepper, and voila, it's ready to rock and roll.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
What about, like you said, they like fruit. So would they like a fruit smoothie or maybe a fruit sorbet?
Yeah, I think they would. They definitely like their sweets, so maybe a sorbet.
Okay, perfect. So a lot of our clients are loving doing this with the kids. I personally use a Vitamix. I am in love with my Vitamix. I mean, you use BlendTec, whatever you want to use, any kind of blender. They're just a high-speed blender, and they're going to really make things smooth for you. But if you peel your bananas and freeze them ahead of time, and you get some big frozen strawberries, ideally you want to get organic berries, but, you know, you got to do what you got to do. So you want to get some of those, and then they sell almond milk now at Costco as well, and you said your kids like almond milk. So just take a little bit of almond milk, mix some of those frozen bananas with frozen strawberries, blend it up, maybe sweeten it with a little bit of stevia. Delicious.
Okay.
And the kids will feel like they're getting like a strawberry, you know, sorbet. Or if you want to make it more ice cream-like, you know, you put that almond milk in, maybe put some, you know, vegan protein powder or some kind of clean protein, and they're ready to go.
I think that'd be great, and it sounds easy, and I need that too.
Okay, perfect. We're all about ease here, too. What about greens? I know greens are kind of a tough one to merge into these days. We're trying to make greens glorious and attractive.
Yeah. I try to give them greens, but I feel like I need some suggestions on recipes or how to maybe trick them into eating their greens, if you will.
Yeah, I love that you said trick them. There's actually a great book by Jessica Seinfeld. It's called Deceptively Delicious, and she's all about disguising the foods and putting it in. So you actually puree your greens, for example. So Costco actually has a blend right now of power greens. It has kale in it, spinach, some chard. You blend it all up, add a little bit of, you know, if you want to make it like a pesto, you can add some basil to it, a little bit of garlic. I don't know if the kids are into that, but you could disguise it and put it into meatloaf so the kids won't know.
Oh,
and if it's green meatloaf, they might think it's really cool, you know? So that might be a good way to go. They also have a great green naked juice, it's called, at Costco, and it has a lot of sugar. So what we recommend that clients do is they just, you know, cut it in half with some water, you know, add half the water, add some ice, add some fresh squeezed lemons, and then you've got a green lemonade, and the kids can go sell that on the stands out in Texas. It'd be perfect. You can start a trend.
I love it.
Well, thank you so much, Karen. I hope that this was somewhat helpful for you. Any questions or... I know we couldn't dive into too much, but, you know, if you started doing like maybe the Sunday, Wednesday thing and got a few of these things going.
Yeah, no, I think this is a great idea. And including the kids, I think is huge because then they like to, they're more likely to eat it. I feel at least that's been my past history is when they cook with me, they tend to like it because they feel like it was theirs and they made it. So I'm definitely going to try this.
I love that you said that. Really, you're going to get their buy-in. And isn't that like with anything in life. I just think it's just like how coaching is. I mean, the whole principle is in coaching is your coach is not telling you what to do. You're coming up with ideas and then you pick the things that work well for you. So it's the clarity that you're gaining. It's the choices you're making. You're buying in because it's ultimately your idea and it's your life, right?
Absolutely.
Love it. So Karen, if our listeners today want to reach you because you really have so many wonderful things to coach around. Thanks for letting me kind of coach with you. It was cool to have you as in the client role. But you work with people on a daily basis, like you said, in relationships and in their careers and business, etc. So can our listeners maybe set up some sort of a little complimentary mini session with you, maybe 10 or 15 minutes to see if you'd be a good fit for them?
Absolutely. I would love that.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for joining us on the show today. I'm so grateful for you and sending you lots of love to Texas.
Thanks, Jamie. Thanks so much for having me.
You have a great day. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Be well. Bye-bye. All right, guys. We'll be back after the break.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
B-Well Bites are the perfect healthy treat alternative and make nourishing gifts for family, friends, and coworkers. B-Well Bites are whole food-based, mostly raw, and filled with lots of positive energy and TLC. They come in a variety of fun, fresh flavors, require over 24 hours to make from scratch, and are well worth the wait. No matter what your fave flav, we hope you enjoy every bite. For being a part of the B-Well Bites radio family, our special offer is buy three, get one free. Visit BeWellConnections.com. Be Well Bites. Indulging never felt so guiltless, so good.
Our Be Well coaches are available to anybody in the world. Visit BeWellConnections.com to schedule a complimentary 15-minute Be Well consultation session with Jamie Relay or one of our other enthusiastic and highly qualified Be Well coaches by phone. What do you need to be fulfilled? Together, we will assess the foods you eat to nourish your body and the foods that nourish your soul, namely your relationships, career, spiritual, and physical health. Just visit BeWellConnections.com, fill out our easy online form, and Jamie will connect with you. That's BeWellConnections.com.
You are listening to Be Well Bites with Jamie Relay. To reach the program today, please call 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to jrelay@bewellconnections.com. That's jrelei@bewellconnections.com. Now, back to the show.
In honor of Karen, I'll say welcome back, y'all. I'm excited to have a dear friend and client on the line, Belle Petznick. Hi, Belle. How are you?
I'm great, thanks.
Great. Where are you joining us from today?
I'm actually up north in Page Springs. We have a place up here. It's about 15 minutes south of Sedona, so I try to get up here as often as I can, which is not often enough, but I'm up here today.
I love that you're at a beautiful ranch. We've got ranch, we've got Texas. It's awesome. Well, Belle, thanks so much for joining us. Hopefully you're able to catch a little bit of our session with Karen and I for coaching around the circle of life or the wheel of life.
Oh, yes, I did. I really enjoyed listening to you and Karen. You did a great job, and it's funny because I really never thought about coaching by phone, and I think that we've actually talked about that a time or two, and it really wasn't something I was interested in, but now after listening to you guys and with summer coming up, I think it's something I might try to take advantage of.
I love that. Well, especially, traveling all over, I'd love to connect with you wherever you might be, so let's definitely talk about it. It's a great tool, and I'm just curious, did anything that you heard resonate with you? I know we've done a lot of fun coaching together, so...
Well, I loved her thoughts on filling up her bucket with positive energy and the Circle of Life tool. I'm really a visual person, and I can see how visualizing something like that really would show the imbalances in your life.
Right.
It really also reminded me a lot of when we first met, and the tool you use with the four hearts and filling up and getting balance in your life with the four hearts, that coaching assessment tool. I really like that.
Can you believe, Belle, that it's been nearly, gosh, 2.5, almost 3 years since we first sat down and looked at that BeWell Connections assessment tool together?
No, it's crazy. Time really flies, and it's quite scary sometimes. But, you know, from the minute I kind of was just attracted to your whole concept, and it was something that I just figured that I could really grasp. And finding the four hearts and the balance between, you know, some of those things, because you're never really going to find a lot of balance. And that's one thing that I know that I need to work on, because I'm just not a balanced person. But overall, I'd have to say that working with you and BeWell Connections, this type of approach really fits for me, because I can feel when a certain part of my life is a little bit, needs a little more attention than another. And then I can feel when I've got a little bit, filled up a little bit of things in each of those hearts, it just makes me feel a little bit more balanced. I know that's what you've been talking about today, is balance.
Definitely, and thank you. And you and I talked about that the other day, how it seems like you could almost coach your whole life, right? Because there's always going to be something that comes up, because life is life. And so, you know, between the career heart, the relationships, spirituality, physical activity, there's always going to be an area that each of us can improve. So coaching can travel with you wherever you go.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And can you tell the listeners a little bit more about what has worked well for you? I know, like we talked about that, you know, last week we were so lucky to have, you know, four actually of the BeWell practitioners on the call. And I know that you've had the opportunity to work with all four of them.
I have had the opportunity to work with all four of them. I think that, mostly, really, though, before I talk about the three of them, I just wanted to tell you that one thing that I'm passionate about with your program and the things that you've offered me is the fact that it's a program that I haven't quit on. You know, it's something that's fit in with my lifestyle, and it's something that has really helped me, like, to strive to find balance. What I like about the program is that there's some convenience to it. I definitely have to put in my work, but changes that I'm starting to see in myself, they're starting to take on a consistency because of the clear goals and accountability. And so that's something that's really important to me that I wanted to share with, you know, your listeners, because to see a program that is black and white and just kind of shows you how to be consistent in the changes that you want to make, it's been exciting for me.
I'm so glad you shared that. Thanks, Belle. It's true. I mean, we've talked about this. This program is all about you, and your wellness is our priority. So whatever that looks like for you, then that's what we're going to do. So I'm so glad that you've stuck with it, because we all love working with you. So yeah, definitely been a blessing. And I'm just curious to hear kind of, you know, we've all seen so much growth in you over the last couple years. So in working with the different practitioners and, you know, finding that balance and always working on it, you know, what, anything stand out or anything you would recommend for the listeners?
Well, actually, the practitioners that I've used in the past are the ones that come to my home. Like I said, that's really important to me, having that easy access to people. And then when there was a need for to search out something new, like a holistic or therapeutic approach, you could either give references or set up appointments, which therein just moved me right along and helping me get to my goals. I think that all the practitioners that you have working with you are excellent. They really are. And like we mentioned, the last three you had on the show last week, I have had the pleasure of getting to work with each of them, either with Des with spirituality and guided visualization, Sarah with physical therapy and training, and then Nick, massage therapist.
Right.
He's pretty new, but he's just awesome. He's been coming to our home. So, yeah, we just have enjoyed the program.
I'm so happy, and thank you again for being willing to share with our listeners your experiences. We love having you, and I'm glad that the concierge wellness, that you're finding that to be a benefit for you and for your family. So thanks for taking the time to join us, and you enjoy Page Springs.
Oh, I sure will, and okay. Thank you.
We'll talk to you next week. Take care. Be well.
Bye-bye.
Now, for those of you on the line, I just wanted to tell you, you know, we've talked a lot about soul food today. You're probably saying, where's our whole food moment? So here's your quick whole food moment for you. I just wanted to let you know that we are going to have this delicious recipe posted. It's a homemade chocolate pudding. And let me tell you, it's delicious. It's made with raw cacao, coconut oil, avocado, sea salt, water, and dates, and vanilla bean vegan pea protein. So let me tell you, you're going to go to the website, www.bewellconnections.com, to get your chocolate on. And if you are wanting to enjoy some chocolate, and speaking of cacao and all that chocolatey goodness, you know, we're all about whole foods at Be Well Connections, and we've got a new Be Well Bites flavor called Holy Cacao, which is a rich chocolate flavored Be Well Bite with a splash of cayenne to give it a spicy little sweet savory finish. So it's pretty much fabulous. But why don't we ask Camilla from Calgary, Alberta on the line what her thoughts are about Be Well Bites. Camilla, thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure, Jamie.
It's, you know, I hear you're a fan of Be Well Bites.
Oh, absolutely. They are just so delicious. And you know what else is great is that they're just perfect when you're on the go. I'm sure everybody is really similar to me, but my schedule is just like crazy hectic, and I always find myself in drive-through lineups. So it's just really nice to have something that's easy and just a good alternative.
Oh, Camilla, thank you. I hear you first. I totally hear you. And being prepared with good, healthy choices is half the battle. So what are your thoughts on the flavors of the Be Well Bites? What can you share with our listeners?
Oh, they're awesome. I love the taste. Well, there's just so many different flavors, but they're sweet, they're spicy, crunchy, they're filling. And the nice thing is that you know that you're filling your body up with something that's nutritious, and they're delicious. And so you don't get bored of them. They're not bland or tasteless. And, yeah, I would recommend them to anybody.
Perfect. Well, girl, I'm glad you like them, and thanks so much for sharing your feedback with me and our listeners. And I hear that we might also have made a private label for you, or at least the very least named a Be Well Bite in your honor for your product feedback.
Yeah, you know what? A couple of weeks ago, they taste worse like the fruit taste in them. They're really nice and sweet. And I thought a good complimentary flavor with them would be a vanilla taste to it. So I suggested like a vegan protein powder, and I thought that that might help be a little bit more filling as well. And you were fantastic. When I suggested it to you, you went right ahead and took the suggestion and just ran with it. And vanilla just happens to rhyme with my name, Camilla, so I think you might be running with that idea, too.
We are. We've got a Camilla Vanilla for our listeners, so if you want to order, get some Camilla Vanilla. It's also known as Sassy Pants, so Be Well Bites, we're creating your honor. Camilla, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate your call and your feedback, and we welcome more. We'd like to get some new fun flavors out to y'all.
Thanks, Jamie.
You have a great day.
You too.
All right, guys, before we wrap up the show, we want to thank you so much for joining us today. My intention as your host is that you leave our show feeling nourished in body, heart, and soul. We hope that you'll join us next week. In the meantime, feel free to give us a call. We'd love to give you a complimentary coaching session, 15 minutes to just focus on you and your wellness and living that fulfilled and balanced life that you were born and created to live. Until next week, be well.
Thanks so much for joining us for Be Well Bites. Nourish your body, heart, and soul. Please join Jamie Relay again next Be Well Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Until then, be well.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
What sets apart VoiceAmerica.tv from the other video content providers on the Internet? Choice and flexibility means that you can host your video content live or on demand on the main VoiceAmerica.tv.